Blog Talk Radio.
How's everybody doing on this New Year's Eve? We're hours away from a brand new year. I have been talking about this in the past show, so you guys that have been listening, you already know I've been preparing you guys to really focus on 2016, and that's what we're going to do now, about making 2016 your best year yet. Just to kind of review what we've talked about in the past couple of shows briefly, that I wanted you to take a look back on this year. I know some people are still working. Some people are planning for the big parties tonight, you know, going out to get a few things, what they're going to wear. But if you can, you know, I know you can, it's about a choice, but take some time today. Really take some time to look back at 2015. And one, I want you to reward yourself. Take a look at the things you did well. Those things that you did well, you may want to continue those things in 2016. So reward yourself. Sometimes we don't really give ourselves a good pat on the back for doing things well. So take a look at what you did well in 2016. Also, really take the time to look out what was not working for you in 2015 so you can make the changes as well. So that's what I want you to do, is take that look back at this year to see what was working for you and what was not working for you. Also, another thing I told people to do while you're taking that time, to really close your eyes, get to that quiet place, and visualize what 2016 looks like for you, to get that vivid picture of how you envision your 2016. So definitely take a look back and visualize. One of the things I'm also talking about is your top three. What are the top three things that have to happen? They are your must. What are the top three things that have to happen for you to say that 2016 was my best year yet because three things? Some people do five. The number, it's really up to you, but these are the must. They have to happen, and when these things are completed, you can take a look back and say, because I did this top three, that 2016 was my best year. Another component that is going to help you out is goal setting. And in the next show, I'm going to really dig deep and go into a lot more details about the goals. But what I want to do today is give two tips that if you're looking to do something today, you know, I know some people like, they're like me, let's do it now, let's do it today. If you're looking for ways to get something started today, something that I notice when I'm working with my clients is that when it comes to goals, two things that a lot of people don't do sometimes, they don't write them down, which is so critical. You got to write your goals down. And two is that you have to make them very specific. A lot of people have really what I call vague goals. You know, I want to lose some weight. I want to start a business. I want to have better relationships. And they sound okay, but they're really vague. So, excuse me, just to give you an example, for instance, if you say a lot of people with the New Year's resolutions, I can do a whole show about those, but, you know, one of the New Year's resolutions you hear from people, oh, I'm going to lose weight next year. And the statistics show that I think by January the 19th, somewhere around there, not even a full month, a lot of those resolutions people have not even, you know, stop them. They didn't go through with them. And one of the things you can look at is because it was really, really vague. I want to lose some weight in the new year. So to really make it specific, I plan to lose 40 pounds in the next 4 months. So you have something that's very clear. You have the 40 pounds. You have a timetable in which you plan to lose that weight with. So you can really gauge and look at, you know, what you're doing. And that's the importance of those two pieces there, just to make sure that it is very clear for you, because I'm always beating on the fact that clarity is king, because it is, you know, you cannot hit a target that you cannot see. So you want to make it where you can really visualize it and know exactly what you want to do, and that you go in and you write it down. So those two tips for anyone that want to do something today or going to take the time to do it today, I would encourage you to look at those two tips in regards to goal settings. And on the very next show, I'm going to go a lot deeper with setting goals and things we can do to really help you in that, accomplish those things with the goal settings. And that's just kind of where I am right now for this New Year's Eve. Like I said, I'm not going to hold you long. Just wanted to hit you in the head again about the things we've been talking about on the last couple of shows. Just really taking some time today. You can do it. You can choose to do it. Take some time to look back at 2015 and also take some time to visualize your 2016. Write down your top three. Also look at your goals. Make sure that they are very specific. And as I stated, that you write them down. And that's going to help you jumpstart, get things going for making 2016 your absolute best year yet. Before I do go, I want to give a shout out to a company that has experienced a lot of growth. They're doing great things, and that is because they're choosing to keep the customer first, and they're also choosing to keep the employees first and keeping them engaged. So I definitely want to shout out to SquareTrade. SquareTrade is doing a lot of awesome things, and I know that, you know, it's not going to be easy. There's going to be a lot of things that they're going to have to continue to do because, you know, you have to keep pushing forward as you grow as a company. So I want to wish them continued growth and continued success going into 2016. So one of my quotes as I start to end this show now, I can't remember, I'm going to pretty much paraphrase it, but you'll get the meaning, is that God's gift to you is more talent and ability than you can use in this lifetime. Your gift to God is to develop and use as much of that talent as you can in this lifetime. So I want you to really think about that. Take that to heart as we begin to really push forward for this new year of 2016. So I want you guys to, you know, get your day going. It's probably started, but if you're going to party, go out and have a good time. Be safe and also get ready. Get really ready and focused to take your life to the next level in 2016. As always, you know, you can find us on the website at www.successfully.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. You know, as always, I'm going to see you guys on the next show of Weekday Wisdom as we continue to push forward and doing everything we can do to make things awesome for you guys. I really appreciate you listening to the shows for this year and, you know, all the years in the past as well. So I'm going to give you guys the rest of your day back. I thank you for taking the time to listen to this show. Have a good time today. 2016 is going to be absolutely amazing, but it's really up to you to put that work in, as always. My name is Tariq A. Lee. I am blessed by the best, and so are you. I'll see you on the next show. Peace and blessings.